I think heads will roll.
I think heads will roll.
This song is fairly ominous.
It's my jam, okay?
It's her lady jam.
It's my jam. It's my lady jam, it's y'all.
I feel like dancing.
This is our Halloween episode part deux. We're here to make you think about horror and get scared and stuff. It's the title of our show today.
That's a reference to something.
It is a reference to something. And I am your host, Anastasia Washington, a.k.a. Psycho Fembot.
I have to say something before we continue. Anastasia, you look wonderful and perfect for this episode.
Thank you.
Just to describe her, she's wearing this wonderful Freddy Krueger shirt that's torn up, has blood stains all over it.
So
it was a rough night.
And then on top of that, her earrings are knives. It's true.
Thank you.
Oh,
nice. I tried to be in theme.
I was just saying, what are your earphones? I can't really see. Oh, now I can. Yeah,
there you go. And my co-host today
is me.
Is since they can't see you.
They don't know
Bennington,
your voice yet.
AKA,
this isn't a video thing.
No.
No.
AKA Bad Touch Bat Boy. And we're here.
Good Touch Bat Boy.
As always. With a posse.
Ooh, girl.
Ooh.
What?
Francisco Calderon, AKA Cuddles, the sociopath. What? And with Rachel Frumkin, a.k.a. Cesapeo.
Yeah, what?
And our guest, once again, we love him. We love him coming back. Mondo Franco. And he's clearly enjoying himself.
I really enjoyed that.
He's clearly enjoying himself.
The hemorrhoid is
fortunately, Sean. Sadly, Sean can't be here.
I know. Sadly, yeah. Sean Owens, who we also love, who is going to return today, is actually sick. And that sucks.
He's here with us in spirit.
I think Michael Myers got him, actually.
I think it did.
He's talking so much
Well,
shit
I was
about.
Wearing the mask when I... mean,
Oh, my God, Frank, stop having, like, sex dreams about him and ruining him.
Okay, I
don't know what you're talking about.
We can't stop. It's impossible to stop having sex dreams.
That's true.
About Michael Myers or...
Oh.
You tell me.
Sean's
One of the topics I want to discuss today is, would you survive a horror movie? Now, there's like a lot of clips out there and discussion about it. But I think like the most important thing is what horror movie you would be
a
survivor in. And I think that...
Like the would it be like the torture porn, the slasher?
Well, that's the thing. Suspense. Would you survive a torture porn?
I don't think
porn?
You would survive a torture porn because the whole idea is that you'd be tied to a chair and tortured. I so I don't think you'd make it very far.
Like if I was like in Saw, like in a Saw scenario, hostile, I'd be dead in 5 seconds.
Because
I'd be like, tap me out, just kill me now.
Because you wouldn't perform the.
Yeah, I'd just be like, dude, just kill me now. I don't care. Done.
See, I think I would survive something like that.
See, I would. I'd survive the strangers because there was no reason for them not to survive when they were in the garage with a shotgun, pointing it at the door. It's like, dude, don't fucking move. Exactly. Stay there with the gun. You're fine. But no, they're like, let's venture out. I think they're gone. Then they get caught.
No, you don't. Never venture back out, people. Never, ever.
If you have a weapon, lock yourself in a room with a weapon and call the police.
Well, they couldn't call the police. So,
well, that's true.
But that would be smart to stay in there with your gun. And
there's someone else they could call, though.
What if it...
Monkey, this is Agent Honeydew.
that would stop it.
Who could they call? Who are you saying?
Well, what if it was the police, though? What if it is the police that are after you?
Then you're you call? Probably...
Like Maniac Cop? Like a Maniac Cop?
You're probably
going to
die.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
Then you call Tom Atkins. Or Bruce Campbell.
There you go. I would think I would survive torture porn because, like, I would be that girl in Hostel 2 that was like, bitch, I will pay.
I will kill.
No, but I would find it.
I would
sell whatever needed to be sold.
You bluff your way out.
I have so much fucking money. I'm going to get out of here. I would be, like, the one that would... I think I would survive those guys.
I don't think that I would survive any torture situation just because I'm afraid that I would just fight them on it and that they just kill me.
Yeah.
You could make this a lot more, a lot more... What's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Namzy.
Never mind. Can you use words?
I'm going to kill you.
Use your big boy words.
I mean, I guess maybe if I was on the other side and I was the torturer, then I would survive, but...
No.
No, it ends badly.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, my mouth gets me in a lot of trouble, so I just think I would mouth off a lot.
Bazinga.
And then they'd be like, bitch, shut up, and I would die. Or I'd be that girl in the slasher movie that's, like, running, like, oh my God, they're gonna kill me, and, like, trip and fall horribly and then just, like, die.
Now,
God, no.
If we were in a different situation where it was a single person like hunting you down or even a zombie horror situation.
Oh, I can always outrun a zombie.
I would think that I would be able to survive those wonderfully.
Yeah, because I would haul ass.
Well, not even that. I might even confront the person who's going to be after me.
Yeah, and beat the shit
like
out of
me. Like Home Alone.
You go like Jamie Lee Curtis in H2O.
I didn't watch H2O.
You didn't watch H2O? Well, at the end, she's like tired of running. She like grabs an axe. She's like, my God. Like, she's like,
yes,
fuck
I would,
you. Let's
I
go.
Would set it up, and just like Stacy said, it would be like a Home Alone-esque situation where like I'd set up traps and I'd be like leading them through. So
it's kind of like passive aggressive confrontation. It's like, I'm not going to come get you, but you can come to me and I'll kind of wait.
Like, I'm not exerting my energy.
Yeah,
like, just come to me.
I'm an introvert. I'm going to stay here.
I think there are certain movies I would die in.
Which ones?
Like what?
I would think that, I guess I'm not a slut, but because of the way I look and talk, I think that I would be...
And dress and act.
I think people would label me as a slut in a movie.
Not true at all.
Yeah, not true at all, but whatever. But I think in those ones where there's the rules are involved, I would die. I would definitely die. Also, if they had like family involved, I probably would die because I'd be saving my family, and that would just, or even my friends, like I would probably be like,
true, actually, yeah.
I mean, those are like liabilities.
I mean,
you guys are all liabilities, you fucking bitches.
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about me because I would die. I would die in the first 5 seconds.
It's like tilt my
so
head.
You'd only have to worry about these two mooks over here because I would be dead. So all you'd have to do is just carry those two.
Free me first. I'll help you.
Okay, thank you. I will free Francisco first. And I'm going to like try to put duct tape over Rachel's mouth. Just be like, be quiet. And then when they kill you, it's going to really piss me off. And then I'm going to go like ballistic on them. And then I'll probably die.
Also, she's a skeet now. Like, kill her first and then make me mad.
Because you're all distracting him, I'll just wait in the dungeon. I'll be like, okay, I'll just wait for
the... No, you're going to do sexual favors for the killer. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, that too.
Exactly. Well, he's going to get so turned on.
But that's extracurricular. That doesn't have anything to do with my survival.
That's just because Frank suffers from chronic Stockholm syndrome.
Is that what it is?
All the time.
It's not chronic, okay?
Mother, I need my medicine, please. Give me my pills and my bum.
That's not where they go.
I need
go.
A thermometer.
I would die in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's about a guy that hunts fat people, so I'd be fucked.
I'd fuck
like,
women.
I'm a really fat nice women. Guy,
so if I saw, like, some crippled dude, like, trying to put furniture into his van, I'd be like, oh, let me help you out, man. It's like, okay, get the van. I'm
but
like, oh,
Rondo, but you have an advantage because you're not a girl. You're a man.
No, but he's like, are you a size
14?
He's like, I'm actually bigger than that. And he just socks me.
He only hunts fat chicks. So you're not a chick.
Well,
so
dude, I mean, in the wrong lighting, I got
schooled.
You wouldn't like try to lure his poodle down into the pit?
Oh yeah, no, I would do the same shit. I'd be like, do you see chicken bones? I'm like, fuck you, I'm gonna use your chicken bones. I'm gonna lure your fucking bitch down here. And I was like, I'll break the fucking dog. He's like, don't you hurt my dog.
I understand that.
Kill your fucking dog.
I think that if I got into that situation where I was picked up and I was in that pit, I would maybe try to, I might be able to think my way out of there. I might be able to.
You guys wouldn't be in the pit. That's the point.
You're talking in a reverse world.
Shame,
a reverse
dude.
World.
He hunts fat people.
He hunts a very specific type. Like, if you were a certain
size,
you're not.
It's like you've never seen the movie.
I'm homely. He would fucking come after me.
So what you're saying is that I'm too pretty to die?
Sure, that's exactly
what
I was saying.
If that's what you
want to
tell yourself, honey, you go ahead.
I'm pretty.
Okay.
Now, if you were in a, like, 28... weeks later type of thing.
What I want to talk about. Because in a situation where we're talking like old school Night of the Living Dead, slow as shit walking zombies, I could outrun those motherfuckers. They're slow. They deteriorate.
But
28 weeks later, That's a virus that I can't control.
Well, no.
I think you're underestimating.
And they run super fast.
I think you're underestimating the power of zombies and crowds. Crowds.
You don't understand. I have my contingency plan when the zombie apocalypse goes down. I know exactly what I'm going to do. Bitches are going to die. We all know.
In a file on my desk.
By the way, guys, we have a zombie drill later this spring.
Zombies, Night of the Living Dead, and the infected in the 28 days, weeks, months.
Thank you.
They're very different.
But they're not zombies. They're infected.
Exactly.
But it's a whole subgenre. I mean, like, I still kind of, like,
I can't talk about
you know,
it.
The
it
whole debate
me.
Is just going to get, like,
no, yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, well, no, we can split them into two types.
Yeah, we can.
It's slow and shambling, and it's fast.
But more importantly, like, what I wanted to focus on in 28 Weeks Later is that whole situation where in the trailer, we thought this guy, like, got into this, like, tragic situation. Like, his family, you know, just butchered and, like, you know, whatever. And you find out that he left her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you're in that room. Do you do what he did and close the door and run your ass off, leaving your wife and some child there, or do you fight?
Well, he knows the kids are safe, right? He already knew that because the kids weren't around.
The kids weren't around, but there was a kid there. There was a kid.
So in that case, I would have probably, this is just me, I would have protected them as much as I could and died with them versus leave them.
How un-Darwinian of you.
How good was my relationship with this woman?
You loved her. It's his wife.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, in love. And, like, even when she...
Did she piss me off that morning?
Did you not get any last night?
She burned the toast slightly.
Oh, then, yeah,
she pierced the toast.
Did she not iron her shirt?
Did she give you gay panic?
Yeah, she gave me gay panic. That bitch is gonna die.
I thought that was, like, one of the greatest flips ever, too, because I saw the trailer and I, like, cried because of the song and the situation, and you felt so much for him. And then you watch the film and you're like, you're such a dick.
Yeah.
You're such an asshole.
Survival instincts kick in. I mean, at that point, he may not have really been thinking.
Oh, the moment, like, where you see his face as he's running out and the zombies just, like, take over that room. You see his face and he's just like, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit, oh my God. And I think it's realistic, and I think that's one of the reasons the 28 Weeks Later one is my favorite versus the 28 Days. I just liked the dynamic of the family and the whole, like, tragedy of that and being, I don't know, I like the relationships and seeing how it fucked them over.
I think I would probably be with Francisco, and I would kick a bitch when she's down and leave her.
So
it's so Darwinian. It's so, like, survival of the fittest. I'm gonna survive this shit, and she's gonna die. She's gone.
Now, if it was my husband, I might save him.
No, if they're gonna slow me down, they are gone.
They're your love of your life.
I don't give a shit if they're slowing me down. If they're gonna cause me to die, gone.
Oh my God!
When the zombie apocalypse comes,
this is why I'm single.
Why am I single? Because I would take that bitch down. I would take all those zombies down. Nobody touches my family or my peace.
Would you become like River Tam in Serenity and just?
I would.
She would.
I'd be like.
Would be perfect. I imagine jumping off walls.
Or KM from Jason X.
Jason X, get out.
I thought Super Shredder comes out at the very end of Jason X.
Just get out of here.
So I was waiting for the Ninja Turtles to show up when she was there. I was like, oh shit, where's Leonardo? And
so here? Another topic. What is your, you know, horror movie? What's the one that gets you all? Now, if I answer this question, you guys are all going to look at me weird.
Stacey, I've known you for 9 years. Nothing surprises me anymore.
There is some that I cannot, like, even stand. It, like, just makes me feel, like, so bad to not have a boyfriend when I'm watching
this one.
Yes, some of the Hellraiser movies get me so bothered. It's unbelievable.
Hot and bothered?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because you're, like, a guy with pins in his face?
Huh. I don't know what it is about it.
It's fetish. It's like hardcore bondage.
It's so hot.
It's penises I'm in.
It's so hot. And then the other ones, one of the most romantic ones, I think, that always gets me, I'm like, oh, is Crazies. I was like, that's the most romantic.
Now, is that because it's got Timothy Olyphant in it, or because, like, you legit find it romantic?
Because the story is romantic. Okay. I mean, and but okay. he does help.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say that other one that he did perfect. What was it? Perfect Stranger, Perfect Getaway.
Perfect Getaway.
All movie perfect. Fucking sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, oh, that's a good romantic
I like
movie.
The cast. I like the cast, but
yeah, the cast was really good.
Yeah,
and I wanted to root for the cast, but yeah, you know, it happens. But those are mine.
Huh? I really like the Resident Evil movies.
And the Resident Evil.
Fucking Mila Jovovich, and I love Michelle Rodriguez.
I was going to say none because I'm not sick, but then you said the Resident Evil movie.
None because you're not sick, you bitch.
Well, I was talking about Alice.
Wesker and Chris.
You know. I love Mila Jovovich.
And Kaplan from the first movie.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Eye candy.
I guess Resident Evil. I was like, is it really kind of a horror movie?
The first one was kind of.
I know. I kind of feel like it's a
genre hopper. They're horror movies.
You're a horror movie.
what movie gets you hot and bothered? And someone's like, oh, The Entity. it's about a woman who raped demons. So it's like, that movie gets me all hot and bothered.
Showgirls.
Randy, Scream 2.
Yeah, horror film. Exactly. Thank you.
I got you back.
I don't have one because I don't watch those kinds of movies. I already said I was like Ghostbusters. That's my joke answer. Ghostbusters 2 and Electric Boogaloo.
You've seen Final Destination.
Well, I've like the horror movies I have seen. If I were to like go on those, then I guess maybe Scream would be the closest one.
It has moments.
It's got very cute men in it. And it's got girls running around all crazy like.
Man, all crazy.
And a girl dies in a crash. I mean, it's all very romantic when you get down to it.
It's true. You just want someone to play movie trivia with. That's kind of. That's romantic.
That is romantic.
I learned something.
I want the same thing. I want a woman that I can play movie trivia with constantly.
What about Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake for you, Stacey?
Why are you airing my shit? Okay, so I have a couple of girl crushes. and Jessica Biel running. I can't even. I don't even know. I literally watched it the first time and I was like, I think I'm a lesbian. Oh, no, I'm not. It's just her. I just don't know. It's just.
It's a tall man. Just went on Netflix, by the way.
I just saw it.
Is it good?
It's not bad, actually.
Really? It's
the concept. Well, I can't say because it has really. Well, anyway, it's got a surprise.
By the way, real quick, since we're talking about Jessica Biel, have you seen the trailer? I posted it. Hopefully, you saw it. It's going to be my favorite movie of the year, probably. Hitchcock with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh yeah,
I'm so excited.
Jessica Biel
and
playing Vera Miles.
I'm so excited.
Scarlett Johansson's playing Janet Leigh.
Scarlett Johansson's playing
Janet Leigh.
Have you seen the trailers for the other one, the HBO one?
With Toby Jones?
Yeah,
I want to see that.
That was good, too.
Anything with Hitchcock is good for me. Anything.
That's what she said.
What do you mean? Earlier we were talking about Stacey just realized how, like, the sexual undertones in the Alien movies.
She's never seen
any of the Geiger paintings.
Oh, no, yeah.
So I just wanted to show her this one. This is the artist who came up with the Alien.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of the models, or if you look on the walls, the way the aliens are laying is very like they're in bondage or they're tied up or in sexual positions.
Wow. Yeah. You should share that. He will share that on our Facebook page. Yeah. It is quite...
For those of you who are wondering,
it's quite epic.
No, yeah. It's totally erotic, actually.
I just posted up a picture of the alien holding up the face hugger, but the tail's like straightened, so and it's like playing it like a guitar.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's cute.
Yeah. That's adorable. So another thing, favorite bad horror movie. Mine would be Urban Legend's Final Cut, because I liked all the references to horror, like cinema, and when the guy makes words to Gone with the Wind.
That makes sense.
I just gotta say it's like one of my favorite movies, and I watch it too much. I'm sorry.
I feel bad saying like bad movie because
there
are some ones that are like,
you know what?
They're kind of
it came out recently, and I've taken a big liking to it. Chillerama.
What's
Chillerama is a anthology movie, came out about a year ago, I want to say. Joe Lynch, who did Wrong Turn 2, directed a segment. Adam Green, who did the Hatchet films, Frozen, did another segment. We got Adam Rifkin, who directed Detroit Rock City and a bunch of other movies, did one. And Tim Sullivan, who did 1,000 Maniacs or whatever, did another one. Basically, it's an anthology movie about a bunch of people that go to the drive-in and watch all these horror films before they die. And one of them, and they're really ridiculous. The first one's called Wadzilla. And it's about a guy, like, his, like, what do you call it? Like, sperm that is, like, mutated, and it grows and grows and becomes, like, a Godzilla monster and just, like, destroys cities on an end. There's another one, which is my favorite, called The Diary of Anne Frankenstein.
I want to see that one.
It's great. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. It might be, but it's really funny. It's really, really bad.
That sounds
It's so awesomely enjoyable.
I'm literally, I just wrote it down because I need Chillerama. I need to.
Chillerama's fun. I have it on Blu-ray if you guys want to have a movie night.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Especially since you have a popcorn maker.
Oh, I do. I have a popcorn maker, a cotton candy maker.
Okay,
ice cream maker.
A deep fryer, an ice cream maker.
one of mine, I don't know if, like, I know a few people who do like it, but I know there's also people who don't like it. The House on Haunted Hill remake. I thought it was pretty cool. I like watching it all the time.
I'll give you that.
I'm on the fence about it.
If you like Marilyn Manson, it's a good reason to watch it because he plays Sweet Dreams like 30 times in that movie.
The third act gets a little... The CGI dates it a lot.
Yeah.
But I still think up to that point it's very effective in being creepy.
I'll watch it again. I'm not like opposed to it, but I'm a big fan of the original, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is Vincent Price talking.
Yeah. Love it.
Again, I don't have an answer for this one, unfortunately.
Just say Halloween.
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 No, Halloween 2. I mean Halloween 2.
Halloween 2.
House of a Thousand Corpses. Oh, that's another one that gets me all hot and bothered. Oops.
You know what?
Sherry Moon, if you're listening.
Exactly.
Wait, we're saying what's our favorite bad movie? Like, what's our favorite bad movie?
I posted it on our Facebook.
Yeah, it's Sherry Moon Zombie, Tumblr, I think. In makeup, slip scene to that song.
I'm going to see it now.
And she walks around in assless chaps towards the end of the movie.
I've been wanting to be that for Halloween for like years and years and years.
You have the perfect hair for it, dude.
I know, but I want to be a little bit more
like
Sherry Moon-esque before I get into that.
You're purdy.
Oh, thanks. Do I have a purdy mouth?
You got
it. Well, I'm going to like a pig.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I'm uncomfortable. I mean, no, I'm not.
Now I'm going to touch him and make him more uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Touching.
I'm being touched. And I like it. I mean, what?
That is your name, Bad Touch Bad Boy. Okay, so I have two, and they're only... I think my favorite because I've caught them on cable numerous times. So they might be vastly different, like, theatrically than they are edited versions. One, I do enjoy House of Wax, the Paris Hilton remake. Because she's delightful in it.
She's not
she makes
horrible
me die every
thought.
Time. She makes me laugh every time. I know she's not
she
supposed to be funny.
Impaled
but
in that
movie. But it
she
is does. Funny.
She gets penetrated, you
she
mean?
She gets penetrated.
Yeah.
She does get penetrated.
And the other one, because I've seen it, like, because it's on FX all the time, is Joyride.
Maybe
like I say, I don't know. It might be different edited for like TV purposes than it is for not TV purposes. And when I saw it, it was like,
Joyride's awesome.
Jeepers Creepers too.
Oh,
I like the Jeepers Creepers.
I don't even think I saw the second one.
I like it. The opening is fantastic.
Really?
There is a movie I have seen clips of because on YouTube because I had to check it out. The Bed That Eats People. You go to a motel and it's a bed that eats people.
It was on Netflix for a while, and so was The Killer Condom and all these other weird
or rubber's also like the
rubber.
Weirdest.
But it's weirdest, it's gotten really good reviews.
I've ever seen.
It's
a killer tire.
But everybody's giving it good reviews. How is that possible?
Did you guys ever see The Mist, the Stephen King one?
I fucking love The Mist.
Yeah, that was yes. Sorry, that just It was amazing, actually.
Yeah, people get really the mist good. And the fog mixed up a lot.
Well, yeah. They're
and I remember my ex-girlfind would mention that. She's like, you never told me about the fog. I'm like, I did, because when I mention the mist, I always mention the fog. Mm-hmm. People get them mixed up, and the fog had a remake, which was utter shit.
No, but it was pretty good.
The remake?
I'm being sarcastic.
I just watched Thinner. Was that? Yeah, recently again. That's pretty shitty. That's pretty awful.
I really wish somebody would curse me with
seriously.
Me.
Seriously.
So you just become skinny till you die?
Hello, that's called being in Hollywood.
So you become like emaciated till you die?
It's called being an actress.
But you're not horrible like he was.
But it was a curse, though, because not only was he, he had to get thin, the judge became like a lizard, like a reptile. Like they say, he was like a snake.
It's so bad.
It was cool. But going back to Joyride real quick, because I really like that movie. I have it on DVD. There's like actually an alternate third quarter of that movie that's completely different.
Okay, I have to admit to you now, Mondo.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I might have thought it was so bad is because I fell asleep halfway through.
We're done here.
So much.
I've also fallen asleep during Pulp Fiction 5 times, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Always at the same spot. Boom. Snooze fast.
That's your
spot.
I don't know
if when they go into the bathroom to do cocaine, done.
Highwaymen with Jim Caviezel. Maybe it's more of a thriller.
That was more of like, it felt like more of like kind of like a pulpy grindhouse movie, kind of. It was more of a thriller. Like, in yeah, it's more thriller than horror.
It was kind of badass.
The only thing that would make it horror is the fact that the guy that was killing people was like RoboCop, who's kind of like, you know, partially like built into his car and stuff.
Another one that I thought up that a lot of people I guess consider both good or shitty depending on perspective is Blair Witch Project. I actually really, really
one of the rare fucking movies that scared the shit out of me.
Well, some people just hate it. Some people
yeah,
really
that's
hate
true.
It, but I find it to be terrifying at moments.
Yeah,
I own both.
The second one is the first.
I just want to say to anybody that's listening, if you guys have thoughts or your favorite bad movies, or if you were to survive a horror movie, you guys can call us in at 1-800-893-9562. Let us know maybe what you would respond or something, or you don't have to, but it might be fun. Get y'all in on the
and
action.
Again, 1-800-893-9562.
The other topic I was going to bring up is smartest or most kick at most kick ass female character in a horror film, like your favorite kick ass chick.
Ridley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No
Ripley.
Shit.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no one yeah, more she, kick ass. Yeah, she's than it. Fucking Ridley.
It's Ripley.
And Ridley. I'm sorry. I'm tired. Ripley.
He was one of the people that made the movie.
We all agreed with him except for Frank.
I'm not obsessed with him.
We know who we're talking about. There's a movie that hasn't come out yet that everyone will be talking about. I saw it about a year ago at a test screening. It's called You're Next. And it's with Barbara Crampton from Reanimator and A.J. Bowen and just Wahlberg, all these people. Anyway, it's basically about a family getting together to celebrate their parents' reunion, and they get attacked by some, like, masked outside intruders with, like, crossbows and weapons and stuff. It's, like, pretty really intense. Hmm. One of the dates of one of the sons that comes over is actually, I don't want to give too much away, but she has skills that you don't think she would have. Yeah. And basically, the movie becomes like an adult version of Home Alone.
Huh.
And it's awesome.
What is like, it? It's not out yet?
No, there's not even a trailer out for it yet. I went to a test screening.
They copied my idea.
They filmed that? I didn't know they were filming. That?
No, it's already shot. Yeah, it was made like 2 years ago. Went to Toronto, Midnight Madness, won all these awards, and then it just got picked up by Lionsgate.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be out next fall. It's called You're Next. It's so awesome. I guarantee you people are going to be talking about it.
Mark your calendars.
You know what are two other, like, I don't think they're bad horror movies, but, like, underrated horror movies is Otis. I loved.
That was cool. I've never seen that.
Because it's, like, at first you are, like, really sympathizing with everybody. Because the plot is basically this guy kidnaps women, young girls, to be in his own version of prom. And
high school experience in general.
His high school experience in general. And
creepy.
And but what happens is that she escapes and she lets her family know where she is, and rather than inform the police, they fucking fuck him up.
Yeah. So it's like a little glass house on the left scenario.
And they, and yes, and they don't really care about getting wrong guys in the process of it.
They kill Pollock, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really, I think that one's pretty good.
I saw a trailer for a movie that's kind of like that, except it's a little flipped. It's about a girl who's like, who like wants to go to prom and then no one asks her out.
The Loved Ones. It's an Australian horror film.
Yeah.
I saw a test.
So her dad like kidnaps some guy. It was good.
I liked
okay,
because
it looked,
man.
It looked intense. It looked good.
Yeah, that was one of the few movies that made me fucking cringe.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Did you also cringe at an audition?
Yeah.
Yeah. All men cringe at audition.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a.
That's this guy's.
I'll tell you this one part in The Loved Ones. The guy says he has to piss, and he's like, you know, tied down to a chair, and she like gets a cup and like unzips him. She's like and pulls out his cock. You don't see it, but she unzips him and puts a cup. She's like, okay, can I pee in the cup? And he's like, no. And then she's like, okay, well, my daddy's going to put a nail in your penis unless you pee in the count of five. You see the dad walk out with a big, giant stake and then, like, a hammer. And she's like, one, two, three. And he's just, like, trying and starts pissing in the cup. She's like, it's crying.
Like,
that movie's fucking twisted.
Yeah.
Watch
up
it. The Loved
it just
ones.
Came out. Yeah, The Loved Ones. It's fucking insane.
I'm going to watch that, but you should also see The Audition.
I'm terrified. I'm quite
he does it with piano the audition, and I'm like freaked out.
Have you guys seen The Fourth Kind?
Yes.
Yes.
Which yes.
A lot of people, again, didn't like. I was terrified afterwards.
Me too. Yeah. I was so freaked out.
I love science fiction. I love especially movies about abduction. My favorite of all time is Fire in the Sky.
I was going to say the super like torture abduction one.
Fire in the Sky is fucking amazing.
It's a fetish of
that
mine.
Is the only other, I think, science fiction movie that scared me out of my fucking mind.
Mm.
It made me so afraid to like go outside or be inside.
Immediately after watching that movie, me and my friends were terrified of the owlians because whenever they would always see owls. I was terrified of them after that. I was afraid I was going to be abducted by the owlians.
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 yeah, and what was the other one? Oh, Behind the Mask.
Oh,
the Rise
that
of
one's
Vernon.
Really good. Didn't they make a sequel? I feel
no,
like
they're working.
No,
on
they're
it.
Working on it right now.
Yeah.
Rise of the Mask or something like that.
Yeah,
that one was pretty kitschy and cool. And I own it on DVD. Nice. But that one's
you
good.
You should check it out. It's like Blair Witch meets a serial killer.
Huh. It's a documentary about a serial killer. The serial killer volunteers to have his. Have a camera crew follow him around and document his murders.
As he picks out his victims. As he picks out his victims and like every cliche you can think of, like he explains how it works and how he would trap them, how he stalks them, and all that stuff, and how he would make contact and like just to mess with them versus not to kill them right away.
Yeah.
Like you see all that stuff. And then he has something called an Ahab, which is very much like a Dr. Loomis type character,
mm-hmm.
which happens to be Robert Englund in that movie. So it's pretty awesome.
That sounds like an amazing premise, actually.
It's a really...
It's a fun movie.
It's good. It's really good. It reminds me of, what is it, Series 7, too? Like, those kind of movies, like, where they pretend to be reality and make fun of the genre. Is it Series 7 where they're a reality show about killing people off, and it's, like, in Canada? And
I don't remember that.
It's really good, because, like, they volunteer to be on this reality show, and they have to... Or they get picked in a lottery or something, and they have to kill each other off. Huh. To survive the reality show.
Yeah.
It's Battle Royale-esque.
Or Hunger Games.
Yeah, but it's just for the purpose of a reality show.
Mm. Huh.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think it's Series 7. Series 7, but that's one that's also underrated or not heard about. So should we play Mary Fuck Kill, you guys?
Yeah. We're
going to play Mary Fuck Kill horror movie style. What?
That wasn't a knife. That was the bed.
Who's gonna go first? First victim.
Let's let our guest go first.
All right, Mondo. You pick your three names.
And three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was hard. Pun intended. All right. Do you want me to just say who I got first,
yes,
and
please.
Then okay? I have Laurie Strode. From Halloween.
Mm.
Michael Myers, also from Halloween. and Dr. Loomis. No, I'm kidding. The third one is Jame Gum, also known as Buffalo Bill.
That was sexy.
I would totally marry Buffalo Bill. He'd make a good husband.
The hammer is my penis.
I cannot hear that track enough. Just keep playing it until I die.
Let's see. I'd probably kill Michael Myers because he wouldn't make a lot of noise or complain while I was doing it.
That's true.
True. He's talking about sex.
I'd fuck the shit out of Laurie Strode. I'm just... She's a virgin, so I didn't enjoy taking that from her.
You're easy. Easy.
Yeah. Down boy.
You wouldn't marry her?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, you'd marry her. Okay.
No. I'd fuck Laurie Strode.
Oh.
I wouldn't marry Laurie Strode.
I'd marry
Jane Gum.
Nice. You're gonna marry
Isn't that awesome of you like to have pillow talk with fucking Buffalo?
Oh, yes.
I'm like, how is your name? He's like, I got a great big fat person. I'm like, that's awesome. How's precious? Oh, you know my prayer. I was like, I love you. I love you too.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of like,
you could ask how he tans the skin.
Yeah.
My mind was just blown.
How do you tan the human hide?
I was like, I can use a back rub. I'll give you a back rub.
You put the lotion on.
But I put the hose on you after.
I find this perfectly acceptable.
I know you do.
Awesome. Pillow talk with my husband would be awesome.
This is wonderful.
Let's have Rachel go now.
Okay.
Rachel.
Okay, I got my three. Okay, I got, speaking of the audition, I got Asami Yamasaki, the tall man from Phantasms, and Chucky from Child's Play.
Mm.
Well,
I know which one you're marrying.
Perfect size.
I am slightly torn here because I don't want to sleep with her from Audition because she is fucked up.
But she's fucked up because he's fucked up.
But
in defense, he was a fucked up person.
I'm torn. Do I? He was asking
for it.
Okay. Well, I don't know who somebody has to tell me who the tall man is because I've never seen a friend.
It's like a boogeyman type.
He throws discs.
Yeah. It's like an ominous figure that's like extremely tall.
Tall.
Wears a suit.
I am waist height, so maybe sleep with the tall man.
You're gonna climb that like a tree.
Oh shit, this is hard. Do I kill Chucky or do I not kill Chucky?
Oh, he's fun size like you.
I think you need to marry him.
Here's my thing. Along the same lines of why Mondo would marry Buffalo Bill, maybe might be fun to figure out. What a possessed child's doll who's a serial killer. What that pillow talk is like.
I think he might be a good survivor.
Right? What is
you
that pillow
have to
talk
cook
like?
Yeah.
You know, today.
No, he likes meatballs. He likes Swedish meatballs.
Does he?
Oh. Yeah, Bride of Chucky.
But then that would mean I'd have to be like Gentilly and Bride of Chucky. Wow.
Well, I mean, you already kind of are.
She's like, what am I?
No, he would kill you.
That wasn't
and
an
then bring,
it was a,
bring your spirit back and possess another doll. So you'd be dolls for life.
Mm. Okay. Well, this is going to take some thinking. Maybe we should move on and come back. Because
really?
I am torn.
Really?
I'm torn.
She's torn.
God, come on.
No pun intended.
Let's go to Francisco.
All right, so let's
just put your hand in there.
Yeah, nice.
Wiggle around. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so I got, let's see, Leprechaun, Jennifer's body, and Jaws.
Sexy.
Well, I'm gonna kill Jennifer's body.
No succubi for you.
I think that I would marry the Leprechaun because he can provide. He has a lot of money. We will be happy. We'll play tricks on people. It'll be awesome.
Run after young Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, it'll be awesome. And then Jaws, well, I guess I'll have to fuck Jaws.
Not a fucking surprise.
A huge open mouth. Yeah, hot.
A blowhole.
Except, you know, his pet name would be Lockjaw.
Recap that for a second.
So I'm shooting and killing Jennifer's body. I'm going to marry the Leprechaun because, well, he's got money. And I'll fuck Jaws.
He will bite your dick off.
No, he won't. He loves me.
He's gonna have him
He doesn't love you because he's just...
He loves me. You don't know how we are together.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Jaws would. Although I was in a musical called All That Jaws where Jaws was gay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. You yeah. do like teeth.
Wasn't there like a Hanna-Barbera shark that talked in a gay
way? Yeah,
Jabberjaw. Jab, 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 Jabberjaw.
Yeah, he talked like Curly from Three Stooges.
The greatest. Sorry. I won't sing.
So yeah.
Please don't.
I think the Leprechaun and I would make a wonderful couple too. Mm. We'd play tricks on people.
I think you guys would be actually.
You'd play tricks or you'd turn tricks on people?
Both.
I have my answer, by the way.
Oh, you have your answer?
Okay, so yeah, I would totes kill Chucky because that fucking doll freaks the shit out of me. But yeah, I would marry her because if anybody did me wrong, I'd be like, hey, honey, let's have a dinner party. So, you know, let's invite this guy. He's my boss has been like really shitty to me this week. Let's just have him over for dinner. You can talk to him. I'll just leave the room for a little bit. Boom. Problem taken care of.
It's a total 180, by the way. It was like, I love Chucky. Let me think about this. Fuck Chucky. Fuck him up the ass.
It was because I had to think. I had to think about that doll just scares me.
They broke up.
That doll just freaks me out.
3 seconds ago.
I loved my buddy doll.
I was freaked out when my brother had one. Yeah. I was freaked out by
I had my buddy. I didn't have a kid sister.
I never had either.
I wanted my buddy.
What was that little monster that had that collar?
Oh, I had that too.
It was purple and blue.
What was his name?
The Beast. It was a Beast something.
Oh, yeah. And then like you would like, oh, yeah, he would make all these noises. It was fun.
I wanted one of those.
I had a lot of stupid toys. Yeah. As you can tell, because you walk into my office and I have a She-Ra castle.
That's fucking awesome.
And my mom just bought me this Star Wars toddler toy. No, she didn't. I'm just kidding.
You bought that for your nephew.
No, I didn't. I bought him the Batman cars. My mom bought me the Star Wars toddler toy.
I was trying to make it seem I
bought it for my nephew.
Play along.
That's right. I didn't
All
play
right.
along.
All right, so... Frank, I guess?
All right,
go
let's
in.
See what I got.
Oh, no, don't put your hand in there.
That's the wrong box.
Yeah, you don't know where that's been.
One.
I'm just shaking my head right now.
And three.
One and three.
We got 12.
I got Leatherface, Alien, and Reagan.
Now Reagan as an adult.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Not Reagan.
Imagine fucking Reagan.
This is
it's tricky business.
There's actually a porno about Reagan.
All I have to say is Alien, hot, Exorcist. And probably really good at foreplay.
But they could also impregnate you with stuff blood. That jumps out
of your chest. Do you want to have a baby?
Side effect.
Dude, if his blood is acid, what's his fucking jizz like, dude?
Okay, I don't want to know. So for one, I will kill the Xenomorph. Get out of my face.
But I wanted you to be pregnant.
Yeah. You're no fun.
I wanted you to have a chest baby.
You
like it when
this
it
is actually a lot easier because I just realized this. I would marry Reagan because...
So sweet.
Your religious beliefs?
Well, yeah, and if I'm married to her, she's not going to fucking kill me. And also, I could get rid of the spirit eventually. I'll annoy the shit out of it, and it'll just be like...
I think it was pretty hard to get rid of it. Wasn't there a sequel? There was a sequel right and stuff, right?
Not with Reagan, right?
I don't know. Was there a sequel?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
Reagan.
It was part three. Part two didn't have Reagan. Part three had Karis and Reagan.
I could have sworn, yeah. See?
Well, whatever.
You're going to marry her and she's going to have all kinds of trouble.
I have to ask, I'm utterly confused. What is Reagan from?
Exorcist.
Wow.
Oh, so yeah, I was just thinking Ronald Reagan this entire time.
Plus, she'd pee on your carpets.
And she'd puke everywhere.
It's okay, I'm not going to clean it up. She can.
She does that weird spider thing.
And she would say that your mother sucks cocks in hell, which she might. I don't know.
It would be amusing to see like what people like say if we're walking in, we're walking through the mall. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. It would be interesting. I'd be like, huh.
Or when she levitates your bed and levitates you during sex or something like that.
It'd be like that scene in Scary Movie.
That'd be badass.
See?
Ooh. And I would fuck Leatherface because
you want to.
Well, I mean, he's a big guy. He's probably
he's so your type.
He's burly.
He's so your type.
But you know what? And if there was some guy you liked and he didn't like you back, you have Leatherface kill him and take his face off. And wear it like a
mask. But no pun intended, he might try to eat you. And well, maybe you're hoping for that.
He's got that fetish.
You know, it's worth it. Can I just say something real quick? We're Leatherface.
Uh-huh.
It's never really proven in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre that they're cannibals.
Oh.
But isn't it just implied that they're a family of like rednecky cannibals?
It implies that they're a family of rednecks, but not people, that they're cannibals. They just kill
a
people.
Lot of stuff is implied in the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's not really. That is a lovely face.
Because they're talking about barbecue, like, you know, ribs and sausages and
maybe
wings
they're
and
just
stuff.
Talking about a barbecue because they're country.
They are from the South.
They are.
Yeah, people barbecue in
and
Texas.
And who doesn't like barbecue? I barbecue.
I love barbecue.
Let's barbecue right now.
Barbecue. So now I get to put my hand up in there.
Our hostess with the mostest.
Ooh.
Put your hand in there.
I am. Don't boss me around.
Now
you know I like it.
Now pull it out.
I pulled it out. All right. Yeah. I got Jason Voorhees.
Of course.
Oh, wow. Norman Bates. And Tiffany from Bride of Chucky. Now here's the
thing. I wish I got Norman Bates.
I feel so sorry for all of these people.
I would totally scream.
I don't want to kill any of them. I don't really.
Norman Bates is really huggable.
But we had this discussion last week of who I would marry.
She like really wants to marry Norman Bates.
I could marry Norman Bates.
Okay, I'm gonna kill Jason. I'm sorry, Jason.
Why?
Because I don't want to screw him.
Well, I mean, he's a zombie. He'll just come back, so it's not a big deal.
I don't, exactly. So it, see, you made me feel good. Because he's just gonna come back. There we go. So I'm not doing anything bad. Now it's between Tiffany and Norman Bates. Now, although our me and Tiffany's marriage would be awesome because we would have such great conversations and we'd pick out different outfits.
Hello, talk.
And it would be fun.
She would braid your hair.
She'd be a doll.
And she would braid my hair and she would kill people and she would have like a weird baby.
You'd be married to a real doll.
Oh, God, you would. You would be married to a real doll.
Who just made your decision for you?
I don't really like mother issues, though.
True.
Okay, but he does own property.
True.
He owns a hotel.
He owns a hotel.
He's got a steady job.
He's got a steady job. He's a good-looking boy. I don't need to know what he does in the shower. I don't need to know what he does in the basement. He can have his man cave. I'll have my woman cave. There's plenty of room in that house. He doesn't need to know what goes on in the woman cave. I don't need to know what's going on in his man cave.
I bet you go to your woman cave. That's it.
Norman Bates, we're getting married, okay?
You can do crafts together.
Now on the newlywed game.
And Tiffany, we're having one or two or four or five magical nights together. On a cruise. Through our bodies.
So, Nick's also playing.
Oh, yeah.
So we should ask Nick.
Nick.
Our lovely sound engineer for today.
Let's see what we got here.
What you got?
I got Aaron from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, who is
Jessica Biel. Nice.
I was hoping for that.
I'm sure you were.
Clarice Starling from Silence of the Lambs, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you got fucking awesome. You.
And I got the Blob.
Well, we guess we know who he's screwing.
You know, right.
The Blob. Right,
so I'm screwing the Blob. Awesome. Nah, just kidding.
I'm gonna kill
the Blob because I don't want to marry or fuck the Blob.
So, good choice, sir.
Okay, so Jessica Biel, I'm going to fuck her because I don't think she would make a good wife.
Probably not.
Aww, Justin Timberlake disagrees.
She would just be too much.
Oh, coitus with Jessica Biel sounds amazing.
And I'm gonna,
it's the character, people. It's the character.
And I'm going to marry Clarice from Silence of the Lambs because she can, like...
She can provide?
She can, like, provide and, like, do my taxes for me.
It's very important.
Investigate shit for me if I'm not
FBI
feeling right about
hook
it.
Up.
Pete, so, what's that sound outside? Go check it out.
I'm sure she's a great
By the way, the Blob is another underrated.
Awesome choices. Good choices.
Kudos. That was awesome.
Although I think you should have sex with a blob. I mean, I think it might be interesting.
You're screwing yourself continuously over and over again.
What is the blob?
It's just like
it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a
jelly
blob.
Mass.
Yeah, it's a big slimy jelly mass.
Was it a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
It just grows and grows and devours everything.
It's like
a bee movie.
Think like Jell-O.
I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind.
It kills people by just sucking them in.
Oh,
that sounds hot.
That's how I do it.
That sounds hot to me. That sounds all right.
That's another underrated, like, bad movie that nobody appreciates is the blob.
The blob's cool. I like the blob.
Wait, yeah. Which blob, though? Both like Shawnee Smith blob?
No, not the remake.
Johnny Drama from Entourage. Drama Kevin Dillon was in the Blob remake.
Yes, wow. He was.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
Both versions are kind of awesome.
And it seems like a Johnny Drama
movie,
too.
And so
is
the movie made about the blob, Matinee. It's also kind of awesome.
Stop trying to deep throat the microphone.
And
then Rachel's following suit. Awesome. Okay, so we've already asked you our October questions.
October.
So we've decided we're going to ask you our September questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So with his, you're going to have to answer just the first thing you say, but with ours, you can take more time.
Prepare to be pounded with questions.
So my question is, what's the nerdiest fantasy you have or have played out?
Have or have played out?
Yeah, I mean, like, or you want, or I mean, like, if you've played it out, whatever. But if you
I want to dress up as Batman and role play with a woman dressed up as Catwoman.
That's a pretty common one.
Yeah.
That's like an ultimate dream. If I were to come home or like go, like have a girlfriend and come home one day and she was dressed up as Catwoman, I'd be like, shit on me.
That's just
a big fantasy.
That is more than I needed to know, sir.
Continue.
Let's have Franco next.
All right. Remember, you don't think about it. Just answer.
Just answer.
Mm-hmm.
Banana.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
are you ready? How long is it?
Banana.
The first thing I wanted to say right away was infinite.
There you go. That's a good answer because you're not supposed to think about it.
I know. That's the first thing I wanted to say. I just started laughing infinite. With you. That's the question. I was like, no matter what he says, I'm going to say infinite.
If you could have the chance to try human meat, no one would know about it, would you?
Yes.
Awesome. Delicious.
No, even the people knew about it. Like, you know, people do it in other parts of the world. I mean, they did it in Alive to survive, so.
It's true.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay.
Come on, you tell me you're not curious.
No, we all said we would.
Oh, for the most part.
You're a little meat curious.
For the most part, when we ask the question, unless, like, I think maybe two people would be like, oh, I'm a vegetarian, so I wouldn't. But for the most part, people
are like,
yeah.
Keith said he's a vegetarian, and he would. That's why.
There's an A1 sauce in that motherfucker.
Then a Chianti.
I already eat human meat, so.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's called a blowjob.
he's like, I'm on a steady diet of trousers.
Awesome.
Steady diet of trousers.
It's called the Los Angeles diet.
Oh, it's called the West Hollywood. It's called the WeHo diet.
My question. I don't remember my question really quick. Sorry.
Go for it.
Okay, so my question is, how many bodies do you think you can fit in the trunk of your car?
I have a pretty big trunk. I have a Monte Carlo. So,
awesome.
Five.
Oh, and we've figured this out that it can be alive or dead people.
About five.
Five.
The answer doesn't change. Sweet. Five, probably. I stuff them in.
Five whole people.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just remember, you can get a lot
that's
more.
That's a good trunk, man.
If you grind them,
I plug something really, really
fast. If you were in the mob, they'd be wanting to put bodies in your trunk all the time.
Yeah, since we're talking about surviving a horror film, my friend Tracy King has a web series called How to Survive a Horror Movie with little tips.
Perfect.
It's on YouTube. Go to tracyking.com, and I'm pretty sure you can find it that way. Also, another quick shout out to my buddies, Bill Smith and Shannon Manchin, who do my effects on my films.
Nice.
They have a new web series called Under the Crimson Moon. The first episode called The Regulator just came out. Go on my wall, you can find it. So it's Evil Panda Films, youtube.com/EvilPandaFilms. Okay, I'm done.
Awesome.
Just wanted to plug
a variation on your question would be, how many bodies do you think you could fit inside you?
So there's that.
That's a different show altogether, buddy.
So with that's our show. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. I mean, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Follow
Frank home. He's very pleasing.
We're on Pinterest now.
We're on Pinterest. Yeah. We're on Tumblr. We're on all kinds of social networks. And be sure to tune in next week when Rachel Sassy Pants will be hosting.
It's going
to
be about boys, boys, boys.
My kind of show.
Bye, y'all.
All right, bye.
Adios.
Big fat person.
Sociopath, Sassy Pants, get ready, initiating awkward.